Southeast Divan County Library Podcast 3 for July 2013.
Good morning. This is an AM edition of our podcast for August. We're here with Sue McConnell, aka Miss Sue, Linda Reimer, the tech guru, and Michelle Wells, otherwise known as M, here with the August schedule.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning.
Not a morning person.
Can you tell we're doing this at 8:20 in the morning?
Better than 3 a.m. like some of the newscasters.
Oh, geez. Yeah. No thanks.
Okay, so what's going on, Sue?
Oh, for everybody that came to Float and Flick in July for Friday, it was an absolutely fabulous night. It was warm for swimming, but after swimming, the temperature cooled off. It was just perfect to watch a movie in the park. There was some heat lightning off in the distance. It was so beautiful. Thanks to everybody that came. So if you didn't get a chance to come to July's Float and Flick, we're having another one in August, August 16th. This one will be at the Denison Park Pool, so swimming from 6:30 to 8:30, and then the movie will start around dusk. We're watching The Great and Powerful Oz, so it'll be another fun night in the park and free for the families. Hope you can make it.
Bring lawn furniture and blankets if you want to get comfy.
And then you can sit and watch the movie under the stars, watch your kids swim. You can swim. It's a fun time.
Will snacks be available for purchase?
Yep. They usually make popcorn or cotton candy or snow cones, or there'll be something there.
Okay, great. Well, how about you, Linda?
Well, we've got a bunch of tech stuff going on in August. Let's see, there's some usual stuff. Tablet Tuesday, which is always fun if you want to come in and try out tablets. Mangled Languages program, if you'd like to learn to use the Mangled Languages database to learn another language or improve your English language skills, as the case may be. And then we've got a senior technology series, senior personal technology, which is starting in August. It's going to be once a week. For just an hour. It's just an introduction, so it's not too scary. One program deals with just an overview of computers. One deals with learning how to make video calls through Skype. We've got one on tablets and e-readers. And then the last one is on internet and email basics. So those are Thursday mornings starting at 11. Should be a great series, starting August 8th.
Okay. Hello. Hi. Well, I hope that those of you who weren't at the Float and Flick Friday night, we're here for our very interesting Unsolved Crimes program that we had for adults. And then I just wanted to say, you know, I've been doing some really good reading lately. I just finished the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society book, and that was just a fascinating look at the occupation of the Channel Isles between England and France during World War II by the Germans. A little bit of a tearjerker at times, but a really great book. And if you come into the library, come to the reference desk, we can help you find some good reads anytime.
Yep. Great, thank you. Anything else to add, folks?
Oh, we forgot the Teen Tech Program, which is, what's the date of that? Let me see here. It's August 23rd. So if you've got students going back to school and they're going to need to write papers, we're doing a review of the library's databases for credible sources of information. And let's see, that's in the afternoon on August 23rd. So send your students our way.
Oh, and that's great because we've got some new databases on there.
Yes, yes we do. It should be some great stuff.
And half the battle of writing a good paper is knowing where to get your articles and sources from.
That's right.
And it's easier than you think.
Reliable, absolutely.
Reliable information is the thing.
And I know we have some outreach services that people might not know about. Who wants to chime in about that? Books by mail?
We have the Books by Mail program, which is kind of like Netflix for people, except it doesn't cost patrons anything. So if you have someone in your family or someone that you know that's housebound, they can get up to 3 library items, could be books, DVDs, been any combination at a time, comes in the mail. And then when they're done, they just put the items back in the envelope, put it out for the postman. It would provide the envelope, library pays for the postage, all they have to do is sign up for the program and they can get
Okay, so free library materials even if you can't get to the library.
Including books on CD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So I guess that's about it for this month. There's much more on our website and definitely much more in our calendar. So come on in or stop by our website, ssclibrary.org.